This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello, this is episode 7 of BookCareers.com Live, and today will be a short but really essential podcast about the London Book Fair and why you should be at the London Book Fair if you're not looking for a job. The London Book Fair is coming up in 2 weeks' time. So many of us take this exhibition for granted now. We're so used to having back-to-back meetings or parties that we forget what else is going on during the 3 days and immediately before. I blog every year about how to use the London Book Fair if you're looking for a job, but in this podcast, I want to talk to you about how to use the London Book Fair if you're in a job. No, don't switch off. So many people come to me for coaching and assistance in updating their industry knowledge and skills, yet you can do this for yourself within a matter of hours or as much or as little time as you have at the London Book Fair. Maybe you don't get to go to LBF. You delegate it to someone else, or you see it as someone else's role or responsibility, or you don't think you're part of the industry that needs to be involved. If you work in the book industry, you need to get out of the office and get yourself to Olympia. The rest of the industry will be there. Why are you not going? Here are 7 essential tips. Number 1, before you go, check out the LBF website and make a list of the stands you want to see. Look at the list of exhibitors online and the different areas and sections. Look at how many different zones there are at the fair now, including the Author HQ, the Children's and the Tech Zone. Identify some stands to browse at or areas to walk through that you wouldn't normally see. And check out the floor plan so you don't walk endlessly for miles. Within that, comfortable shoes, a notebook and pen, and business cards. If you're in trade publishing, plan to go and walk around the academic stands. And if you're in academic, go and have a look at the trade or children's section. Whichever sector you're in, go and walk through the international stands and the suppliers' stands too. Go and see what is happening in publishing in the rest of the world and what services are now being sold to publishers. There's no need to be prissy about this or ask, what is the benefit of doing this? We're all in the same industry, and what one publisher does in whatever sector can help inspire us and give us ideas of what we could be doing in ours. Number 2, when you're there, look at your competitors' stands. Look how busy they are. This could be an indication of how well they're doing at the moment. Notice how many staff are on the stand and how busy those staff are. 3. Look at the stand design and layout. Is it good or bad? Would you do anything differently? Are they still relying on white sloping shelves and mounted board displays? Or have they arranged something more imaginative? Look at the colours and textures used. What books or series are they promoting at the moment? Look at the walls and the sides of the stand. What are their lead titles? Are they promoting things that you hadn't yet heard about? Or if you've been monitoring your competitor, do you know everything that's on their stand at the moment? Number 4. We all know not to stuff a bag full of catalogues as we'll be lumbered with it all day. But if you haven't seen your competitor's catalogue or they've got a special promotional brochure, have a glance at it. Is it what you'd expect to see? Has their style moved with the times, or are they still doing same old, same old? What sort of vocabulary are they using to talk to their audience? How do they compare to your employer in both what they're publishing and how they are publishing it? Are the price points or formats different? Have they formed co-publishing partnerships? Are they expanding into new markets? It's all a lot to think about and take on board. Number 5. The seminar schedule in London is amazing. Yes, there are conferences pre-LBF, such as the Quantum and Education Conference, but during the fair, there are over 200 insight seminars scheduled, covering everything from production and starting up to publicity, self-publishing and translation. Choose to sit in at least one seminar that will benefit you personally rather than your employer. And if you can, choose other seminars on areas of publishing that you might not know about. 6. Network. There are so many socials and networking opportunities. Go and network, bump into people, have random conversations, and remember, you only learn things by listening. When you're talking, you only hear what you already know. Listening is the key skill to learning. 7. Follow up. If you've made any useful contacts at the fair, don't waste the opportunity and follow up with them promptly, and follow up on what you've learned too. How can you use the notes you've made? Do you have things you can raise at the next in-house meetings, discussions that you want to have with colleagues or suppliers? Make a list and follow it through. I think that's enough tips, but if you're stuck for a ticket for LBF, I still may have a few spare, as I get a number of those of free tickets for those who are on a low income and can't get one via work. You can email me at online@bookcareers.com. No doubt I'll bump into you at one of the parties, and if you happen to be looking for a job after all, do drop in to the bookcareers.com clinic, which we run on the Thursday afternoon, the 14th, with the support of the Publishers Association. I'll see you there. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag bookcareers, or on Twitter at bookcareers, or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.